Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord, they never cease to praise you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is not how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph's husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Just what his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your house, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. Gospel of the Lord. It's a big mission, Joseph, to take Mary into his house. He knew that in the womb of Mary is not his son. But he listened to the angel. Ever since, he's the father of Jesus. When we remember when Jesus was 12 years old, he stayed back in Jerusalem. And when Mary and Joseph came back to find him, Mary told Jesus, "You know, your father and me worried so much about you." We can imagine Joseph has true love for Jesus. We ask Joseph to give us this strength to love Jesus with whole heart, believing the will of God for each one of us. Many times we do not know about the future, but it's important. We know Jesus is accompanying us. Like the Psalm 84 verse 5 says, "Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord, that they never cease to praise you." So that us every day just to give thanks to the Lord and every day do well his will. What's most important is to do the will of God at every present moment.